Chapter 9. The weather made it impossible for Ned to escape. After this latest chance to escape had passed him by, Ned locked himself in his cabin and didn't come out again. We began to travel to the northeast across the water of the Atlantic. We were travelling under the waves and I could see the remains of sunken ships littering the seafloor below. When we were off the coast of Newfoundland, we stopped to fish and caught a lot of cod. As we started the journey east, we found the transatlantic telegraph cable that had been laid 10 years earlier. As we passed it, I told Conseil the story about how it was laid. It was now the end of May and we had crossed the Atlantic so that we were now off the coast of Ireland. I thought that we might be going to England, but Nemo turned us away from England and to the south. We were going towards Europe. After we made our way away from England, Nemo turned the Nautilus and we began to go in circles. I thought it was strange, but it eventually occurred to me that Nemo was looking for a specific spot. Nemo brought the submarine to a stop and then to the surface of the water. I was on deck when Nemo came up with a telescope. There was a large steamship in the distance that didn't have a flag. "It's here!" Nemo cried when he saw the steamship. We went back into the submarine and it dived beneath the waves. It took a few minutes for us to dive 1,000 meters. As we went down, the sides of the ship slid back and I could see the rotting wreck of a sailing ship on the bottom of the ocean. This is a French ship. It fought for the colonies in the American Revolution and for the Republic during the French Revolution. 74 years ago to the day, this ship was fighting 2 British ships. They were losing, so the men were preparing to destroy the ship instead of being taken prisoner, Nemo told me as we looked at the shipwreck. "This ship is the Vengeur," I cried. It was then that I finally understood what kind of man Captain Nemo was. I now knew for certain that Nemo and his crew were seeking revenge against someone for something that happened to them in a war. After we had seen the shipwreck, Nemo took the Nautilus back to the surface of the ocean. As we broke through the water, I heard an explosion in the distance. It was cannon on the ship that we had seen in the distance. It was coming towards us at full speed. Ned came onto the deck with me and told me that it was clearly a warship. But he didn't know which country it belonged to because it didn't have any flags. The Nautilus didn't move as the warship got closer. Ned was ready to throw himself into the sea to swim to the ship when it got close enough. The warship was covered in steel plates and was firing on the submarine. I was very confused as we stood there. The people on the ship had to know that they were shooting at people and not a giant narwhal. Either they didn't care or the men on the warship didn't realize that it was a machine. As I watched the ship getting closer, I realized that when we were locked in a cell and drugged, that Nemo must have sunk another ship. A ship that this warship was trying to avenge. The warship kept firing at us, but every shot missed and landed harmlessly in the water around us. Ned tried to signal the warship with a flag, but before he could send a message, Nemo appeared on deck and knocked Ned over. "I will nail your body to the front of my ship and use it to ram that ship," Nemo shouted. For the first time since I had met Captain Nemo, I was afraid of him. Nemo started shouting at the warship and ordered his crew to unfurl his flag. Just as he did, a shot bounced off the Nautilus. Nemo yelled for everyone to go inside. He closed the hatch behind us, and the submarine sank below the waves. "What are you going to do?" I asked him. "I'm going to sink it," Nemo told me. "You can't," I said. "I can, and you will not judge me for it. Now, get out of my way," Nemo cried. I tried to ask him more questions about the ship, but Nemo refused to answer them and sent me back to my cabin. I could hear Nemo shouting as he moved about the submarine. The engine started and the Nautilus began to move through the water. Nemo let the warship chase us for a while. I tried to go and talk to him one last time about sinking the ship. "I am the law. I am justice. I am the oppressed and they are the oppressor. It is because of them that everything I loved, cherished, my country, my wife, my children, and my parents all perished as I watched. Everything I hate is here. Keep quiet," he shouted at me. I didn't know what to say, so I ran back to Ned and Conseil and told them that now was the time to escape. "Where is the warship from?" Ned asked me. "I don't know, but I would rather be on the warship than on this submarine with our crazy captain. I don't want to be a part of Nemo's revenge," I told them both. We hurried to get ready to escape. We decided to wait until the warship was as close to the Nautilus as possible. At 3 a.m., I went onto deck to see what was happening. The ship was 2 miles away from us. I stayed on the deck and watched the warship until 6 a.m. As soon as the sun came up, the warship started to fire on us again. I knew that at any moment, Nemo was going to turn and attack. The lights were all on, and it was only a matter of time. They fired on us all through the day as we moved away from them. Then, at 5 p.m., the Nautilus stopped moving. The warship got closer to us. The hatch was closed on the submarine, and we dived beneath the waves. Nemo was going to strike the warship underneath its metal plates. The Nautilus built up speed and then rammed the warship. It cut straight through the ship like a hot knife cuts through butter. We barely felt anything in the submarine. We sat in the submarine and watched the warship sink before us. I watched as the sailors from the warship struggled to try and escape from the sinking ship. There was an explosion on the ship that sent it to the bottom of the sea, with all the sailors that were still trapped on board. Nemo was standing with us watching the ship sink. He didn't say anything as we watched, and when it had sunk, he went back to his cabin. I followed him and saw him looking at a painting of a woman and 2 children before he started crying. The Nautilus was dark and silent after the warship had sunk. I didn't know where it was going, but I now felt guilty about all the men that had died on the warship. I went to talk to Ned and Conseil. We looked at the big map and found that we had turned around. Instead of going south, we were now going north again. We were close to the English Channel and headed toward the Arctic. I didn't sleep that night as I couldn't get the images of the sinking ship and dying sailors out of my mind. The day after, I noticed that the clocks on the ship had all been turned off. I didn't know what time or day it was anymore, and I had no idea where we were going. Ned was very angry about this change on the submarine, so angry that he woke me up one morning and said, "We are going to escape." We hadn't seen any of the crew for days, and the whole of the Nautilus seemed to be deserted. We made plans to leave that night. We didn't care where we ended up, but we just wanted to get off the Nautilus. Ned had seen some land not too far away, and the weather was terrible, but we all agreed that it was better to die than stay on the submarine. I couldn't think of anything else except escaping that day. When it got to 10 p.m., I went to Nemo's museum to take one final look around. I got all the warmest clothes I could and gathered all my notes to take away. I wondered where Captain Nemo was and what it was that he was planning. I went to his cabin and heard him pacing around inside. I was worried that he was going to come out and ask me why I wanted to escape. I left to finish getting everything ready. Just before we were about to leave, I heard Captain Nemo playing the organ in the museum. I was suddenly scared because I had to go through the museum in order to escape. I took a deep breath and walked through the museum with all my things. I walked past Nemo and didn't say anything. I was nearly through the room when I heard Nemo say, "God Almighty, enough, enough!" I started to run. I ran to the lifeboat where Conseil and Ned were waiting for me. Ned was already working on freeing the boat. We heard the crew suddenly were moving about. Ned handed me a knife in case we had to fight to get to freedom. Then I heard something that made me more frightened than I had ever been in my life. "Maelstrom! Maelstrom!" The crew were not coming to stop us from escaping. They were trying to save the ship from being sucked into a giant whirlpool. I couldn't believe that Nemo had made the mistake of sailing straight for a maelstrom. The Nautilus was shaking as the maelstrom got closer. We watched as the lifeboat was ripped out of the ship with Ned, Conseil and I inside it. I hit my head as it left the ship and was knocked unconscious. The next thing I knew was that I woke up in a cabin. I wasn't on the Nautilus anymore. I was in the home of a fisherman on an island off the coast of Norway. Ned and Conseil were there too. Ned was going back to Canada on the first ship that was going that way. I waited with Conseil for the next boat that was going to France. I spent the time we waited finishing writing down all my adventures on the Nautilus. I don't know what had happened to the ship, or if anyone would believe what had happened to us. We had travelled 20,000 leagues under the sea in less than 10 months. I didn't know whether Captain Nemo was alive or dead. I hoped that he had stopped hating the world and stopped trying to get revenge on the whole world. Instead, I hoped that he was now content to explore the seas. I was very glad that I met Captain Nemo and gotten the chance to explore the oceans with him. He was an extraordinary man, even if he wasn't a man that I could like. He had given me the chance to experience something that no other man could. In the book of Ecclesiastes, there is a question that was asked a few thousand years ago. Have you walked in search of the depth? Of all the men that have walked the earth, only Captain Nemo and I can answer that question with a yes. The end.